Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you very much. Thank you for your support and love and listening to the show since March 21st, 2011. Haven't broadcast in, what, over 2 weeks long? May 16th. I was in Big D. Looking forward to going back to Big D. Had so much fun, always. I've never had a bad time in Big D. Even when I was going through my worst time with my unsuccessful sucking marriage. And it's something about Big D that just brings the best out of me. But as I spoke to my mother while in Dallas, my mother was like, okay, before you head back to Jackson, Mississippi, please inhale as much of that Dallas air as you can. So looking forward to going back, and I had so much fun at the Business Expo, the Small Business Expo. Whenever it comes to your city or a city near you, definitely attend. It is a must attend. And those of you that have exhibited and presented and sponsored and attended, you guys know exactly what I'm talking about, right? It's so awesome. But before I go any farther, I want to congratulate the Spurs and the Heat. Cannot wait till Thursday. I just posted on Facebook as I'm talking. I was kind of spooked out because I was having, as I was prepping for the show early this morning, I was having difficulties getting on my website, on my profile here, blogtalkradio.com, Culture Shock, Inc., KULTRESHOKENT. I was having difficulty getting in. And I'm like, what is going on? So I thought this was going to be a call-in show today because when I called in, I had no problem. But for some reason, I could not get into my website. I wanted to add some of the awesome new music that I've been receiving from the talent out there internationally. So I wanted to add new music to my playlist and improve the delivery and just the appearance of my profile. And I couldn't get in for anything. I'm like, oh, my God. No, did I do something? Have I been dropped like our studio hall? I mean, I never seen anybody get dropped. You know, I guess people do get in trouble for certain things here, but thank God, knock on wood, not that I'm superstitious, that I haven't. You know, I've had too many, like, many pranksters in the chat room and call in, but other than that, I have loved being with Black Talk Radio since 2011, and they seem to love me also, and my peers and those that host and produce their own shows here also. We're very supportive, very loving community here at blogtalkradio.com. Like Avon, I love being an Avon lady, being Avon. But that being said, I wasn't sure if I was going to be able to do a broadcast because I had thought about broadcasting yesterday, and I was like, well, let me see what's going to happen. Would it be the Heat and Thunder or the San Antonio Spurs? The San Antonio Spurs are my mom's favorite team anyway. But I'm looking at an article about the Spurs, how badly they wanted the Heat. And I have been telling Mom this all season that those Heat, they really want to play. I mean, those Spurs really want to play the Heat again. So I'm checking out this article from Yahoo Sports. And showing a picture of Duncan, showing love to his teammate, Dunnabilly. And Tim Duncan got his wish. The San Antonio Spurs are headed back to the NBA Finals for a rematch with LeBron James and the Miami Heat. And Duncan has won four NBA championships with the Spurs. His long finals loss came to James in the Heat last year after the Spurs were seconds away from winning Game 6 to close out the series. I know that. You know, that's kind of amazing because I like to hear, last year I enjoyed hearing the story of how the Heat, how the championship trophy was visible to them at Game 6 in Miami too. And that really encouraged them to win the game and then to go on to becoming the championships because they could see the trophy being prepared to be presented to the Spurs. Last year, I enjoyed hearing that story, how that kind of motivated them. But this is a good repeat championship game. At first, I thought we might see different teams playing. But this is very interesting. This is like a boxing rematch. And I'm definitely excited, like many of you are. Cannot wait, counting the days until Thursday night. The Spurs have said all season they moved on from the heart-wrenching loss. But after eliminating the Oklahoma City Thunder with a 112-107 overtime victory in Game 6 of the Western Conference Finals, Duncan admitted the Spurs have some unfinished business to take care of against the Heat in the 2014 NBA Finals. We're happy that it's the Heat. So, but I just posted this article on my Facebook page, and I'm like, the Heat is really on, isn't it? Duncan said, we'll be ready for them. We've got some experience, obviously, from last year against them, and we'll go back and look at some film. And we've got that bad taste in our mouth still. Hopefully we'll be ready to take it this time. Duncan and the Spurs have won 4 NBA titles in 1999, 2003, 2005, and 2007. San Antonio seemed poised to add its 5th title when it took a 94-89 lead with 28 seconds remaining in Game 6 of the 2013 Finals. Many Heat fans had already departed American Airlines Arena, and NBA officials began putting yellow tape around the floor for the championship trophy presentation. Ray Allen's three-pointer changed everything, helping force overtime, where the Heat won and then took a 95-88 victory in a decisive Game 7. It's something that probably won't leave anybody's mind, Green said. A couple plays here and there could have changed the outcome of us having a ring and being champions instead of thinking about it every day. Said Duncan, we're ready. Last year, we just couldn't get over the hump. The Spurs played like a team seeking redemption through much of the season. They had the NBA's best record at 62-20, to take the top seed in the tough Western Conference that clear my throat. Unlike last year, the Spurs will have home court advantage in the finals under the new 2-2-1-1-1 format. The Spurs trio of stars, Duncan, Tony Parker, he's out, right, and Manuel Ginobili, have been battle-tested. I remember hearing Ice Network on my face. but for many of the younger players, including Danny Green, Kawhi Leonard, Gort, Patty Mills, and Corey Joseph, and center Thiago Splitter, last year was the first trip to the finals. Veteran forward Boris Dual, that's his name, right, who scored 26 points in the game 6 victory, said he's better prepared for the finals than he planned in it last season. The Spurs also have added another shooter in guard Marco Bellinelli. Last year was many guys' first time to the finals, Green said. We're lucky enough to go back. There is still a lot of work to be done, and we won't be satisfied until we accomplish our goal. And that's to be the last team standing. Duncan and Ginobili took time for a long celebratory embrace after the Spurs clinched Saturday's victory. And, yes, I watched the game. Missing was Parker. He didn't return for the second half because of soreness in his left ankle. Spurs coach Greg Popovich said Parker told him 8 minutes before the game that his ankle was bothering him and he was having problems cutting on it. Parker originally sprained his ankle in Game 4 and re-aggravated it in Game 5. Parker had 8 points on 3 of 6 shooting, 2 rebounds and no assists in 19 minutes before Popovich told him at halftime he was done. Joseph scored the second half for Parker and was important in helping the Spurs take the lead in the third quarter. Parker showed a lot of guts to do what he did, Popovich said, but at halftime I talked to him, he stiffened up a little bit, and I just made the call. Parker sat on the bench with an ice bag on the back of his foot in the second half a short time. He was not in the locker room and the media were allowed in after the game and was not made available to speak. We will find out more, Spurs general manager R.C. Buford said of Parker, who averaged 14 points and 5.5 assists in 2 games against Miami this season. We got 5 days. Assuming Parker is healthy, Duncan is confident in his first chance to avenge the finals loss. There is no doubt in their motivation. I'm proud of the team for just being ready, just not letting the weigh on us and using it as an excuse for anything, Duncan said. We're back here now, and we want to get it done this time. So, again, big shout-out to those Heat, LeBron James, D-Wade, Chris Bosh, the entire team, coaches, the whole organization. Big shout-out also to the San Antonio Spurs, Duncan, Parker, Jennifer Lee, coach, the entire NBA organization. Of course, a big shout-out to the NBA overall for an amazing season this year. So we really thank you guys for being so amazing also.
Hello, I'm
Jenny Cash. Casey me? That's right. Such an amazing talent he is. Yes. Oh, man. Definitely check him out on SoundCloud. That's where I discovered his music like 2-3 years ago. See where I fashion. But Casey me? And check him out. He has a Facebook page. He's on Facebook, YouTube. But most definitely on SoundCloud, where you can really check out his music and get information from him straight on, okay? Here's a Jossie, please think of Dread Day.
Not easy at all, Dread Days. Worldwide, how we bring it. Feel fine. sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning, in the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. The sun is always shining, and we're reclining. We start from nothing but now we're climbing. Onward, forward, we burn the herb. Third world, unheard, a one world. We riding, say riding through the storm. Who up, say we, say, say, say the dawn. We rise up, you better wake up. Me say we spread love before me wake up. God me a believer, say me life so proper. And sometimes it hard, and man for your calling. Me and you fight, boy, who gets scarred? Why? In the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. Struggle so. It's alright, got the dread up on the go on me. Me moving, and yes, we're grooving. We're cruising, and yes, we're soaring. The young mind, man, stop polluting. The little kids love the section, they shooting. Everybody come and make we get. Say ready, say good vibes, say me put in your head. Say all the money and all of the jewel, man. Now wake you up when you lay down to bed, man. You lay down to bed, man. Wah, you better rise up, stand, man. In the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine. In the morning time, the sunshine, you feel fine.
Najashi, yes indeed. Golly, it's been 2 years since those guys have been here, since we had that good talk with Najashi as he repped Dread Days on Memorial Day weekend 2012. They got a schedule. They've already said they're coming back, so got a schedule of the date, and I'll be sure to let you guys know when it's confirmed or when they will be returning to update us on what's going on with Dread Days based in L.A., but, hey, they travel worldwide. So, hey, I love these guys. Their music is just so amazing. I fall in love with music. I fall in love with artists, with bands. I'm not romantically in love with anybody right now. I love to fall in love again. But I definitely fall in love with awesome music, and those guys are awesome. Just love them. I mean, it's not a song that I dislike that I have heard. I've been reading this article about the newlywed couple, also Kim Kardashian West, Kim and Kanye West, and also Ray J's been in the news. Hey, he's a Mississippi native. I don't know, many of you all might not know this, but the Norwoods are from Mississippi, and wherever you watch Ray J's reality show, you know this, but he's been in the news also. But I was looking at an article regarding the newlyweds. So happy for them. They look so good together. It seems like they really have a genuine love for each other and a cute little daughter. So I'm going to share that article with you. And, man, I'm caught off guard regarding Arsenio Hall cancellation. I don't watch it religiously, but I do watch his show and glad that he's back. And he always have guess that you least expect, just like when he was on years ago, he always had guests that other shows didn't get. And so whenever I watch his Arsenio Hall show, there's always someone. And then I love the fact, you know, Prince, he didn't mind. And when Prince said, hey, I want to come on to your show, he was like, hey, okay. You know, I thought that was pretty awesome also. But you know what? When I heard of the cancellation, I immediately told my mom, I said, Ron C. Chris and Cindy Hall should team up. You know, maybe Ryan should do like a maybe they should co-executive produce a show for, you know, for Arsenio. You know, I don't know. One of the, I don't know. But I think it would be so awesome if those two teamed up together, Ryan C. Chris and Arsenio Hall, and create a show. Because Arsenio, I know he's like, yum, yum, yum. I don't want to stop now. So I just my opinion, I'm sure I'm not alone. Some of you might say, are you crazy? But some of you might say, yeah, that would be good. You know, really, you know, come together, guys. That would be so awesome.
Baby.
Please forgive my soul. Okie Ricky. Oh, wow. Such a beautiful, angelic voice. So talented. His song, you ever want to be motivated and you really want, if you were like, you just need motivation and need an embrace. His songs are so driven. So God is always first. And it's just wonderful. His music is fantastic. Check out more of his songs also. I'll be adding more of his music and cannot wait till he returns. Denise Lewis will be returning soon also. She's traveling the world with a group here based in Jackson, Mississippi. Remember her? She's an opera singer, gospel and opera singer, fantastic talent. She will be returning soon to update us on what's going on in her life and her career. And I know she's traveling the world and doing her thing. So I am super excited that Denise Lewis will be, Miss Denise Lewis, Diva Denise Lewis will be visiting with us to update us on everything that's going on with her. And you opera lovers, definitely stay tuned and keep your ears and eyes open. Okay. And I see Mississippi is making national news. The Associate Press reporter Emily Webster has authored an article today. And this is from Yahoo News, Jackson, Mississippi. Mississippi on Tuesday reused new voter ID law for the first time, culminating a long political fight in a state with a troubled past of voting rights suppression. People would be required to show a driver's license or other government-issued photo identification at the polls in the Republican and Democratic primaries for U.S. House and Senate. You know, we've been in national news a lot, especially regarding our Republican primary, regarding the longtime Senator Thad Cochran and Chris McDaniel. Sarah Palin was in town Friday. Pat Boone is endorsing Thad Cochran. And I'm a longtime supporter of Thad Cochran. Chris McDaniel is cool. I like him. Longtime Facebook friend of his. I like what he represents. But I'm a longtime supporter of Thad Cochran, if you guys want to know who I plan to vote for. But Chris McDaniel, I think he's pretty cool. But you guys know about that. It just pains me that controversy regarding the Mississippi blogger. I was in Dallas when that news broke. I was like, what? Mississippi blogger, you know, when the story broke about the blogger taking pictures of Thad Cochran's wife. And I'm like, oh, my God, what is going on? But let me finish this article. I know you guys probably want to know my stance regarding that. People will be required to show a driver's license or other government-issued photo identification at the polls during the Republican and Democratic primaries for U.S. House and Senate. Secretary of State Deborah Hoseman, the state's top elections official, said about 1,000 people who lack an acceptable form of photo ID have received a free one from local election clerks. Mississippi is one big small town. Mississippi, listen to what he said. Mississippi is one big small town. Hoseman said last week, when we cast our ballot on election day, there is a high probability of knowing the poll workers in the precinct. However, voter ID is not discretionary. Lawmakers have squabbled about voter ID since the mid-1990s. The supporters saying it would prevent people from voting under other names, and opponents saying there has been scant evidence of the type of fraud. Critics also said an ID requirement would disproportionately hurt minorities, the poor and older voters. Voters approved a voter ID constitutional amendment in 2011, and legislators put the mandate into law in 2012. Until last summer, Mississippi and other states with a history of racial discrimination had to get federal approval for any changes to election laws. A U.S. Supreme Court ruling erased that mandate and cleared the way for Mississippi to use its voter ID law, which has been awaiting Justice Department clearance. Mississippi's law says voters can show one of 10 types of government-issued photo identification, including a driver's license, passport, gun license a student ID from any accredited public or private school. For the past several months, people who lack an acceptable formal ID have been able to go to an election clerk's office to get a free state-issued voter ID card with name, address, and photo. The law says a person without ID can vote by affidavit ballot, which would be counted if the person goes to an election clerk's office within 5 days to show identification. Mississippi NAACP President Derrick Johnson, I know Derrick, said the civil rights group will pay attention Tuesday to ensure no one is prevented from voting. We do understand that the state of the law has changed because of the Supreme Court decision, but the rights of voters have not changed, Johnson said. At A&S Fine Foods, the country-style restaurant his family owns in Union, 74-year-old Jack Nelson Jr. said precinct workers know most voters in the small town. But he said he doesn't mind having to show ID because he thinks election officials have done a poor job of keeping voter rolls up to date after people die and move away. Yeah, that's been a problem here in Mississippi in regards of keeping track of people who were deceased or no longer live in the state. I know when I was at Mississippi GOP headquarters, I was just calling and reminding people to vote. I ran across people who maybe they were deceased, I no longer lived at the particular residence or whatever. So it is important to keep count of registered voters and make sure that everybody information is updated and appropriate. He said he believes most people have a driver's license or other acceptable identification. I don't see where that would really be a burden, Nelson said. Kelly Thomas moved to Mississippi from Florida and said she was more than surprised. Shocked is more like it. But she didn't have to show ID to vote in the 2013 Hasbro mayoral race. She said she was accustomed to showing her driver's license in Florida and had it in hand when she went to the Hattiesburg precinct. I asked the poll workers, how do you know if I voted yet, said Thomas, 71. They said, well, we check your name. If someone had voted for me, how was I going to convince them that I didn't vote yet? So Emily Webster Pettis can be also followed, and you can network with her at Twitter also at E. Webster Pettis. That's E-W-E-R-P-E-T-T-U-S. And so that was an interesting article regarding the state of Mississippi. And big shout out to all politicians out there who and their supporters who have been working tirelessly to campaigning. We have a Super Tuesday coming up, and so it should be a good one. Also, our new mayor slot. You know, he was our council person. So we have 8 people vying to become city council person of that ward. So I'll be updating you guys also in the near future regarding that. And also I'm premiering a new show here, real soon, Image Mechanisms. And it will focus on, beauty and fashion. This is an entertainment lifestyle show, beauty, fashion, entertainment. Music lifestyle show right here, Cookie Talk Entertainment Report. But Image Mechanisms definitely is going to go in depth and focus on what's going on, topics regarding beauty and fashion and community, and really profiling and going in on the topics of beauty, fashion, fashion design, and interior design, photography, different topics like that. I feel like I try to squeeze too many topics and cut the shark in the tail reports. And Image Mechanisms is all about, going really in-depth on some topics that don't get a chance to go in on, and definitely welcome guests and guest co-hosts on that show also. But thank you so much. Well, the live streaming is about to end, and I want to talk about the newlyweds, Kanye and Kim, and of course what happened to Brad Pitt. That Prancer finally, he messed with the wrong person this time, right? Because he's always surprising those celebrities in crazy, wacky ways. And even though Brad Pitt, it didn't affect the flow of the red carpet, and they had all sorts of the kids with them. Brad Pitt and his security and authorities and Mr. Pitt himself, they took it seriously. And so I don't know what to say about the guy. I guess he has a, you know, Brad Pitt took that seriously. So we'll be talking more about that on the show. Also, we'll be broadcasting tomorrow morning in the a.m. And you guys can email me at culturesharkentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTURESHOKENTERTAIMMENT@yahoo.com. You know, you network with me here at Blog Talk, on Facebook, on Twitter, LinkedIn. I'm all over the place. Tumblr. Visit my Avon store, you know, at your Avon. I definitely will be talking a lot about Avon on the other show because it's all about beauty. But still, on Thursdays, we'll talk about what's going on with Avon. And Father's Day is next Sunday. So just reminding some of you. And a big shout out to all of the father figures and play daddies and my uncles and men in my life, friends who are fathers and all of that. Big shout out to you guys as we celebrate Father's Day, which is only is it a week away? No, 2 weeks away. So you guys still have time. Today's the 1st. Father's Day is on the 15th. So 2 weeks away, but still need to remind you, right? And those of you that need to get those presents and get those gifts or make reserve those reservations at your favorite restaurants and all of that. So we have 2 weeks. You guys better be glad. What would you do about me, right? But again, thank you for tuning in. It's not over yet, but since the live streaming stuff won't go so much off the chain. Here are my friends, Westford and the Foundry. He's doing a thing. I didn't make it to that birthday party, to Westford's birthday party and the show that Saturday night in Dallas at O'Reilly's. With a big shout out to them. Big shout out to Westford. Can't wait. Westford and the Foundry, Scott and Lori aren't my friends. Friends via my retired attorney and my friend in prayer, Jay Lucas, also known as Jundus. So big shout out to you guys, all my friends, and Big Mike, that dude, who's so kind and take me to the airport when I was in Dallas. Also, as I was heading back to Jackson, you guys remember that dude. I always like to call him Big Mike, but he's not that big anymore. He's really trimmed down. And Mike was hospitalized recently, also like a few weeks before I arrived in Dallas. So praying for him and praying for his family also because some things are going on with his dad. And just as Father's Day, definitely sending love out to his dad also. But here's Westport in the Foundry. I told Westport in the Foundry, I said, hey, you know, you guys know I'm getting finally relocating to Dallas. I'm so happy. Finally, I've been going back and forth, like back in my old days in the 80s and 90s. But finally, I'll be getting my own gigs. And, I can feel a success story happening, a business success story happening in Dallas and here and other places. But so happy. I'll be quiet. Let me just go ahead and play the song. Always for in the Foundry. I'm going to add more of the songs also.
You know.
YouTube channel, Westport and the Foundry. They have awesome videos. If you network on Reverb Nation, check out their Reverb Nation profile page also, and also they're on SoundCloud. But check out those videos. And I have shared an interview with Scott and Wes, and Wes breaks down the logistics of that song that you just heard, and it is just amazing. But it's like a 30-minute interview with local Dallas music show, and it is super awesome. If I can, I will reshare it again, but you guys can go to their YouTube channel, go to Reverb Nation, and it's really awesome. And I've been invited. I love the fact that I'm invited to a lot of awesome events, you know, from visiting art galleries to music shows. And Helen Mount, one invitation that I received on last night is from Beth Jenny, and it's the event, the Illumination, the Ultimate Glow Tour, and you know, I love to reshare any invites that I get with my other friends. If it's not a private event, and you know, I like to share it and spread the word of what's going on. So Beth Jenny invited me to this event at Howland Mouth. Howland Mouth's awesome place here in Jackson, Mississippi, 200 South Commerce Street. And June the 27th is the place. And I told Beth Jenny I would mention it because she was like, are you really coming? Because I said I may come. And she's like, are you really coming? And I'm like, I'm going to do my best. You know, it's like 18 and older, the glow sticks and all. And when I think about I remember my days. You know, I grew up, in a multicultural lifestyle. Just like I like going to the Watch rap festivals, I love going to raves. And I still love, you guys hear my music selection. I still love playing house music and ambient music and rave music and all of that. So this is the Illumination, the Ultimate Glow Tour. And it's coming back, and it's going to be hosted. It's hosted by Enough Said Events. And let me tell you what it's all about. You wanted us to bring back Illumination, so we did. The last Illumination show we did was awesome. We hope to see you all here again. Friday, June 27th, 8 p.m. to 2 a.m. location, Howland Mouth. 18 to plus to enter, 21 plus to drink. Over 1,000 free glow sticks. I had so much fun watching Wango Tango a couple weeks ago. And that's all I can think about, Wango Tango, when I see glow sticks. Massive sound, light, and 3D stage setup unlike no other. Free glow sticks will be given out to everyone. And DJ Walk, Chicago, Illinois, is a headliner. And on Facebook, he's DJ Walk. On SoundCloud, he's DJ Ross Music. And he has on YouTube, DJ Ross 99. DJ Ross truly creates an unforgettable crowd energy while performing, from scratching behind his back to quick mixing the hottest tracks EDM has to offer. DJ Ross will leave you craving for more. Ross has opened up for some of the biggest names in dance music, such as Tiesto, Infected Mushroom, Bad Boy Bill, Steve Aoki, Bad Hunter, and Girl Talk, just to name a few. This is one DJ you must see in person for yourself to get the full effect. Enough said. And the supporting acts are Sama Lama, I hope I said that right, Freddy Board, Mojo Culture, Third Era, and Enough Said Events. So I just reshared a promo on my Facebook page, and I'll do my best to share more. But thank you, Beth Jenny. I told Beth Jenny that I would mention it and, on my next live broadcast, and this is my next live broadcast. So I'm glad I remembered it before concluding the program. So you can go check out Beth Jenny, and also you can check out the Facebook page, Illumination, the Ultimate Glow Tour. And so I'm going to also add as much music that I can to support that event also, so you guys can hear. But many of you already know, right? But I was like, yeah, I may come. I said, I'm in my 40s. I'm not too old. And she was like, no. You know, it's for, I know Howlin' Males. Howlin' Males is for everybody. Your age, color, everything. But she was like, it's all about the people and the music. And I'm like, most definitely, most definitely. You're so right. So June 27th, that is about the same week American Idol will be in New Orleans. The closest audition city for American Idol next season, season 14, they're going to be stopping in New Orleans. And the bus tour will be stopping in different places. But I know that week, I think June 25th, American Idol will stop in audition city, New Orleans. So we'd love to see someone from Mississippi or right up in this New Orleans, Mississippi area, get on there and go all the way. You know, I know some people personally, I think they need to get their buns on there and audition, right? I mean, if Ryan can get up there and sing with Richard Marx, then you guys, you talented people, what's holding you back? And I say Ryan, you know, we all know Ryan is talented, but, you know, this thing, and he makes me giggle. Whenever I listen to On Air over Ryan, I just get so tickled. When he does this, I love listening to Ryan's Roses, but I love listening to the singing contest where a listener calls in and Ryan sings like the first couple verses, and then you must be able to, you know, add on to it. And they're always winners. I've never heard anybody lose. But it just tickles me to death when Ryan does that. But, you know, it is so funny. So to see him perform that, and then his family was so supportive, it was just so awesome. So if Ryan is willing to get up there and do his thing, why not you guys? You're missing out. I mean, look at Caleb. Congratulations to Caleb. He was my choice from the beginning, from the first episode of season 13. He was my number one person. I had my other favorites, but he was always my number one. And he went all the way, and that is just super amazing. I loved it. But it's almost time to end, and we'll be broadcasting tomorrow. And if you have any ideas regarding the premiere of Image Mechanism, topics regarding beauty and fashion, interior design, fashion design, photography, all of that, and just hot news, be sure to let me know if you want to be a guest and talk about different things regarding beauty and fashion and lifestyle topics more in depth, then be sure to let me know, okay? But I really thank you for tuning in to today, Sunday edition, a Sunday edition of Culture Shock Entertainment Report. This is the first Sunday, right? Young People United Coalition usually airs on the first Sunday of each month. So that show still exists and so on, but we're just super excited, hadn't broadcast in a couple weeks, so I just wanted to go ahead and update you regarding things and talk about a few hot topics that's
happening right now. But we can go on and on, can we not? Remember the number, 714-409-0614. Really would love for you to call in more and also chat more. But I love commentary styles, too, and I do know you're listening because so many of you suggest ideas and topics and chat with me and call me and email me. But, again, a big shout-out to the producers of the Small Business Expo, Bill Walsh, the Power Team International, and everyone that I effectively network with at the Business Expo and everyone at the extended stay that I stayed at, definitely my home away from home as I get new digs. Wow, you guys know I love Doubletree, too. I wrote a nice, I think it's a nice review. Also at TripAdvisor. My name on TripAdvisor is Dreamer Beth. So you guys can check it out. Because a lot of animal lovers listen to the show. And so I don't know if you guys know this or not, but Extended Stay is a pet-friendly hotel also. And it just touched my heart to see the pet lovers able to have their pets with them while my, you know, pets were here in Jackson, Mississippi. And also Kara, who I am a volunteer with, have events galore going on. And also a big shout-out to Miss Jackson at Animal Rescue Fund also. But putting on the dog event, I had so much fun last year. It's happening on Saturday at Great Scott on Old Kent Road right by Highland Village and a new Whole Food Market on next Saturday, on June 7th, on Prince's birthday. Prince has a birthday coming up, you guys. And we had so much fun last year. And my goodness, it was so crazy. A family fun event. And there's orientations going on for those of you that are interested in volunteering for Carol. And other events happening also. You can visit the website at carolms.org. And a big shout out to Matthew Holmes and everyone at Carol. And I don't want to go, time is running out, so I just thank you guys for your love and your support of Culture Shock Entertainment Reports and Young People United Coalition Presents and Now in the Future Image Mechanisms. But thank you. You're awesome. Again, best wishes to all politicians and their volunteers who have been campaigning effortless regarding Tuesday's election also. And I guess I can leave it at that. I really thank you for your love and support. Again, you know the call-in number is 714-409-0614. And I'm going to talk more about tomorrow's Monday and you know, we talk about, of course, healthy living topics, and also I'm going to fill you in the things that I learned at the Small Business Expo also. Some things, very interesting things that I learned. One thing that I learned, I probably mentioned it on May the 16th. We always hear talk about the 1%, but 2% are all Americans who have an annual income of $200,000 or more. Those are the 2%ers. So that is something I learned. That's one thing I learned. I learned a lot and still learning and still have homework to do. And I've been doing my follow-up emails and phone calls. And a lot of people I have been networking with online or by phone and just needed to meet them in person. And it was definitely a wonderful event. And big shout-out to everyone who I come in contact with during my time in Dallas, and I'll be back real soon. So thank you so much. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Report, and I really do appreciate you and love your support. And I just wanted to keep telling you, 714-409-0614 is the call-in number. Save it. You know, you might not be near where you can listen on computer or listen on your smartphone or listen whatever way. But, you know, you can dial in. You don't have to talk, but sometimes you might just have to call in and listen to the broadcast. I don't have to speak or anything, but just because you might not have access to your smartphone or electronic device or your PC, but you do have access to your landline or your cell phone to call, you can call and listen to the program also. I had a caller once before call me from L.A. telling me that she listens through her phone because something happened. The time of morning I come on sometimes, that's the best way and the only way that she can listen. Because something's going on her internet or something. But that's good, you know, that she told me that and called in. But, again, you're appreciated, and you've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. And I feel like I'm not telling you something that I want to tell you, but I appreciate you. Hug and love you. God bless. And sending love and remembrance to the memory of Maya Angelou. To Culture Shock Entertainment Report. I am Beth, a.k.a. B-True. Big shout-out to Omar Taborn also. We love it. Traveling the world, spreading love. I see he just poked me. Big shout-out to Danny Lowe and Ava Maria Myers also. Thank you so much for effectively networking with me.